Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Week 5 in the National Football League season begins tonight with 49ers at Rams, a game you can hear right here on 105.7 The Fan. So it makes it a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And Baldy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. I'll start simple. Are the Ravens broken?
No, I mean, you know, it's first week in October. They're not broken. I mean, they're not playing well, and they have a lot of injuries. But, you know, you're never broken on, you know, October 2nd. So there's a lot of football to be played. There's plenty of time to kind of get this thing turned around. You know, obviously getting healthy is going to be a big part of it. But, you know, you got to find ways to win football games and just eke out a win any way you can. I mean, you know, you got to lean on your special teams to start making some plays. You know, you got to, you know, get a couple takeaways and, you know, you got to dial up your pressure. I mean, you've lost your two best pass rushers for most of the season. And so, you know, and one's out for the year. So you got to generate the pass rush and, you know, whether it's Kyle Hamilton right now or pressures or overloads or whatever. So, you know, Zach Moore's got to do his job on his side right now.
Baldy, we were all very surprised Monday when John Harbaugh publicly called out Todd Monken several times during his press conference, not really understanding the play calling in some situations, especially third and fourth down and short, no Derrick Henry. What did you think of Todd Monken's approach in attacking the Chiefs?
Well, I mean, you know, any chance, you know, obviously Derrick Henry has, outside of that first game, has not had a good season so far, but, you know, you look up at the end of the game. I know they were playing from behind, but you know, for Derrick Henry to get 8 touches, he's not going to change the game. You got to get that guy as many reps as you possibly can. It allows you to wear him down, wear the defense down, and give him as many opportunities. And so, you know, I don't have any problem with John looking at his assistants and saying like, you're in charge of the offense. We got to do a better job of trying, you know, to sustain offense and keep that ball away from the firepower that Kansas City suddenly has.
If they lose this game, Baldy, how dire do you think it could get?
It could get bad, Jason. Yeah. Like 1-4 is a deep crypt.
Yeah,
it's bad. I mean, it's hard to come out of, you know, to 1-4. Now, Houston's not a great team either.
No,
but they're trying to avoid the same thing that Baltimore is. But it's hard. I was on a 1-5 team, and we came out of it, Jason. We finished 9-7 one year. Mm. But, you know, it took everything we had, and we came up short. So you're going to get Lamar back. You're going to get Roquan back. You're going to get some of these guys back. But you can't keep losing games and think that you can, you know, make up that ground later on. You got to find ways to scrap these wins out when you can get one. It's not a good division. It's not a good division. So there's division wins out there, you know, for them to still have. But, you know, 1-4 – gets, you know, incredibly difficult. And it's hard, you know, 1-4 to keep the, you know, keep the attitude up. Mm-hmm. And John can do all the motivating he wants, but I don't care who you are. 1-4, it starts slipping away and guys start, you know, they start skipping, you know, treatments and not putting the same amount of time into the film. And you know, that kind of stuff starts to happen to teams.
We're talking to Brian Baldinger. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Baldy, let's stay in the division. Are you surprised the Browns chose to switch quarterbacks this week as they're in London and they're going against an angry Vikings defense led by a well-respected defensive coordinator in Brian Flores?
Yeah, I am. Because, honestly, I mean, you can say Flacco hasn't played well. Well, it would be help if, you know, the guys caught the ball. You know, I mean, you saw it, you know, in the game against Baltimore a few weeks ago. Like, guys got it in the week before against Cincinnati. I mean, if they could catch, they would have beaten Cincinnati. So, I mean, I'm not putting it all on Joe. And their tackle play stinks. They just traded for Cam Robinson. You know, I mean, they can't find two tackles that can stay healthy that can play. And so, I mean, Dylan Gabriel is going to deal with a lot of the same stuff. But if you want to make the youth movement, okay. But this would not be the weekend I would do that, because the Vikings defense played terrible last week.
Yes.
And I'm sure Brian Flores hasn't slept at all. And, you know, they ran the ball right down their throats a week ago. So that's a difficult defense for any quarterback to have success. Aaron Rodgers, you know, handed off to, you know, Kenneth Gainwell last week, and they ran the ball really good for the first time all year. But that's going to be a challenge for Dylan Gabriel this week.
Baldy, I think Monday Night Football is a really interesting game. The Jags hosting the Chiefs, Jacksonville quietly a 3-1 team, and the Chiefs back to 500 after beating the Ravens. What have you thought of Jacksonville through the first month of the season, and do you think they could pull off a win on Monday night?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They can. I mean, I texted Tony Boselli Monday after I watched his game last week. They had four takeaways, and they lead the league with 13 takeaways. I said the easiest way to change anybody's culture is to get 13 takeaways in a month. Like, you're just going to get that many extra at-bats. And, you know, honestly, they should have beaten Cincinnati if they could catch. They dropped so many passes in that game. They could be 4-0. But, you know, the Chiefs, you know, you saw it last week. I mean, they got Xavier Worthy back. They look like a brand-new team. And it was bombs away, and, you know, there was one deep shot after another, and, you know, the left tackle all of a sudden doesn't look like a rookie, or he looks like a good player right now, and they look different to me. And so this should be a great – this could be a playoff preview, honestly. Because I think Jacksonville is going to be a good team. They're getting pressure with Josh Hines-Allen and Trayvon Walker. Eric Armstead's healthy. Jordan Lewis has been a missing ingredient at the slot corner for them. So I believe in Jacksonville. I think this Bayshon Tootin, Bayshon Tootin, the rookie out of Virginia Tech, like he's given him some pop, and Travis Etienne looks like he did as a rookie. So I feel like Jacksonville is turning the corner, but ultimately, you know, this is a good test for him to beat a team like the Chiefs. I think that would be the boost of confidence that Liam Cohen would love to have.
Well, and he's getting all the attention, Baldy, but I just filed a column at the Washington Post. Like, I started asking people about the Jags, because I'll be honest, it's the same players as last year, so I figured the defense would suck. And this 43-year-old D coordinator from New Jersey, everybody I talk to in my inner circle who's watched them are like, that's Ben Johnson 5 games into his career on the other side of the ball.
Okay. That's not a bad comp there, Jason, but I agree. It is large. I mean, it's the same defensive front. It's the same linebackers. Jordan Lewis, you know. But, you know, I mean, honestly, they changed the safeties out. But it's the way that they're playing. Last year at this time, all I saw was one breakdown after another. Yeah. Like, guys just running free. You know, so the communication is much better. Assignment football is much better. And they're taking the ball away at record numbers. Now, are they practicing, you know, the peanut punch? Are they... You know, because, you know, Devin Lloyd has got 4 interceptions in his whole career. He's got 3 so far, you know, this year. Like, he looks different to me. And it was always a question whether he was really a starter or not.
Yeah.
Aluokwan's always been super smart and talented. But they're just playing together so much better than at any point over any of the recent regimes there in Jacksonville.
Baldy, this Broncos-Eagles game looks interesting, and I also wonder, are you concerned at all about the this A.J. Brown situation? He did speak, I guess, yesterday and said all is good, but putting out messages on social media after games because he's not getting the ball enough?
Well, it's a little bit misleading about A.J., and I'm not here to, you know, try to figure this stuff all out, but I've talked to him. Honestly, he just has a different mentality, receiver. It's not a diva mentality. Like, his mentality is he wants to be Myles Garrett. You know, he just wants to drill quarterbacks and put them into a graveyard the way Myles does. He wants to do that to cornerbacks. He literally wants to just physically break your will, like he did the week before against the Rams, and he took Emmanuel Forbes and he abused him after the catch, before the catch. And if he doesn't get that opportunity, he did get 9 targets last week, but they weren't really legit targets. 3 of the balls went out of bounds on go routes. He didn't really have a chance. That's what upsets him. Even when they win Super Bowls and he's not a part of the game, like, he doesn't feel like he did his job to defeat the will of the defense. And that's his big thing. And so, like, Jalen is going to throw to the open guy, and Jalen is not going to turn the ball over. And he's, if you have the lead 24-3 like they did against Tampa, he's not putting the ball in harm's way. So, when they were down 26-7, the Rams in the third quarter, A.J. Brown got all the great targets he wanted. But that's how the quarterback thinks. All he cares about is winning these games. And the biggest stat in winning these games is not turning it over. And so I think it's a real issue in Philadelphia between the receivers and the passing game and winning and losing. It's real. But at the same time, Jalen Hurts isn't going to change his approach.
Baldy, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We'll chat next week.
You got it, guys. Enjoy.
Thanks,
it,
buddy.
Man.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And coming up next, a little northern exposure. And we get back to the Cleveland situation. Does it make sense to us that the Browns are making a quarterback change this week? We'll hear from Kevin Stefanski on Dylan Gabriel next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.